What's up, everyone? Are you a fellow content creator or a podcaster? Are you wanting to get in that game? In this video, I'm going to show you how to suck your way to success. Let's get it.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Welcome to the Brandon Fogel Show. Every moment is an electrifying event. This is not just a podcast. It's a revolution of thought, unfiltered, real, and raw. The Brandon Fogel Show, where excellence meets evolution.
2, 1. This is the Brandon Fogel Show.
In this video today... You can tell I got some issues, man. You can tell I got some issues. All right. So in this video today, I'm going to talk to you about if you want to be a content creator, if you want to start a podcast more specifically, because I started a podcast this year. As you can see, if you are listening to this, this is a podcast. I know it might not seem like that, but this is supposed to be a podcast. I am going to tell you what it starts with, how to get it going, how to suck your way to success. I'm actually going to show you the background of what is actually happening when I am putting these together. I'm going to actually move the camera around. I'm going to show you things in this, what's happening in my neck of the woods and how I actually put together a podcast and how I actually got here. But a little bit about me. I started this this year in January, and it was January when I actually started the idea of trying to get it going. But I wanted to start it off with, if you want to be a podcaster or a content creator, couple things. It takes patience, and it takes getting out there and just starting messy and just throwing it out there, because you don't know what's going to land, and you're actually going to figure a lot of it out on the way. First of all, you do not need major equipment to do a podcast or even to be a content creator and start throwing stuff on the internet and all that kind of stuff. All you need is a camera and a microphone. I mean, it helps to have a microphone. You can get one of those little microphones. There's so many different things, and it doesn't take a big budget at all. You can get started on anything. But the main thing is, I would say if you want to do it, you actually need to just start doing it. You need to just start throwing stuff out there and then accumulating stuff along the way. I'm actually going to show you a video like my very first things, and you're going to see it's kind of cringe. Actually, the stuff that I'm doing right now, I'm going to probably look back in a couple months or maybe tomorrow that, man, that was pretty dang cringe. But you got to start cringe. You got to start cringe, you know, whatever. And I've learned that whenever you're recording yourself, and we're going to get into editing and all that kind of stuff, but and you're seeing that I'm looking at myself. And that was the thing that I had to get past a lot of times, because you see yourself on the screen and you don't want to look at the screen. You want to look at the camera. You want to look at who you are talking to and the people that you want to make an impact for. You want to look directly in their eyes, and you want to let them, you know, that you are engaged. You don't want to look at yourself. And you're going to see in a lot of my early videos, I was just looking at the screen and everything like that. I'm just recording a lot right now. And in the editing part of it, if you record a bunch, it takes so much more time to edit it. So it's a hard thing, because you want to record a lot to get a lot of material and everything like that. But the more you record, and a lot of things that you just, the ums and ahs and all that kind of stuff, it takes that much more time to edit it. So you want to, as much as possible, not shoot forever. Cause I am serious. Whenever the camera is rolling and whenever that time is running, it feels like time is in warp speed. I can't even describe it. It's like I'll be recording and I'll look down at it, and it's been going for 10 minutes or however long, and I'm just like, I haven't said a word, or I feel like I haven't said a word. And it's like, it's just like time goes into warp speed. So to be able to get your point across, that's why I guess I need to go in the podcast arena, where you can just talk and talk and talk, you know. And but if you want to be a content creator and be able to, somebody that just don't want to just, they don't want none of that nonsense. People want something. We are the generation that grew up with microwaves. We grew up with microwaves. We want something now. We don't want anything to take long to cook, you know. We want to put it in there, nuke it, and it's ready to go. We are the generation of TikTok. TikTok has just melted our minds, that we see is, if it isn't stimulating me in a second, I ain't gonna give it the time of day. So if these are things you got to think about, I'm like a little rabbit. I just want to keep going, and I just want to fire so many things off. I have so many things I want to say, but it needs to come out of my mouth so I can talk and say it. All right. One thing I wanted to say, let's just go into the equipment. All right. So, and I am going to be moving the camera around, so don't get dizzy, you know? I'm going to show you what I've got. And you couldn't really see that because what I am recording on is my iPhone. My iPhone. So, my iPhone and that's all you need. I mean, you don't need an iPhone. You need just a phone because every phone has and actually I've heard the phones that we have today, like the iPhone or whatever, it is the Hollywood camera that people were recording back just like maybe 15 years ago. That was like the technology level that is in your phone. So if you just got a phone and if you can get like one of those little microphones that helps the clarity of when you're speaking and all that. And a lot of this stuff I knew nothing about. And I've just kind of learned it as I've went. Started it this year in January and just started the idea. Basically started posting in probably around February. Because I do this before I go to work. And I try to put this together before I go to work. And there is crunch time, baby. I just gotta make it in one shot and you gotta do it. My voice just breaks. It may not look like it, but I'm still going through puberty. Okay. And you can do it with just your phone. Just your phone, man. Just start messy and just get after it. Just get going. Just start posting and then you'll learn stuff along the way. And then you can just get better as you're getting things that you want to start using in your podcast or content creating, all that kind of stuff. You just start getting practice. As you can see, I am definitely on the side of getting practice. Try to think it through as much as you can. You don't want to overthink it because you can't say, I want to be doing this because you'll probably start doing, you just got to start going action and then you'll start learning, wow, I didn't really like that. So I don't want to devote everything I've planned and everything I've geared up for. You just got to start going because you'll figure out what you like and what you don't like. It's that balance. I want, and I'm more on the side right now where I just want to create stuff that I want to create and just get going. And just start throwing stuff out there. And I said, this is how you suck your way to success. There's a lot of truth in that because right now, and what I am doing, it is not the way to emulate but it's maybe something you could take away as in not to do it. Don't do the way he's doing. And maybe I'm just that example for you. Let me be that example. You know, one thing is that I am posting stuff that is just all over the place. And for Google and for YouTube and the algorithm and what pumps into people's feeds and that audience, Google does not want videos from a creator that is just all over the map because they want to hone in to a particular audience and want to give people consistent content of what they're actually wanting to see. And that is why I said, like I've said in a previous video, that it is, you got to find your niche. And I'm not about that. I am not about finding a niche and being one particular thing. You know, maybe there will be streams of that later in my, what I'm doing, but right now that is not it. I am just wanting to be me. You see me and all my faultiness and all that kind of stuff. I wanted to do something where I am every day just quickly getting in and just shooting stuff out. And then the reason I wanted to do that, so I'm trying to create something every day of the week, Monday through Friday in the morning before I go to work, trying to create something. And that is mainly because I want to get reps at it and get faster at it and get quicker on my creating an editing process as well as creating the thumbnail. I pretty much create a thumbnail in a minute. I throw together a thumbnail in a minute, but it's just having a template that you want to go by. And this is another thing, and creating thumbnails are huge, especially in YouTube. You want to have a consistent thumbnail that people know what you are creating, what you are putting out there, so that it doesn't look like one thing in one place and something else in another, and is not all over the map. I think YouTube likes consistency. Really, YouTube, they just want eyes. They want people to stay engaged. They're a business and they want people to watch their stuff. And so you cannot blame it on the algorithm. You cannot blame it on you're being shadow banned and all that junk. People ain't watching your stuff and it's not being put in front of people. It's because right now you're not something that people want to watch. And YouTube, they know that. They know what people want to see. And the algorithm is very specific to put in front of people. That's why if you start watching something, you'll start seeing a lot more stuff pop into your feed and into your, like what the suggestion from YouTube is based on what you're watching and what you're liking and if you watch something, you click into that another video of that, YouTube starts, they know you. YouTube knows you. Do you know that? Patient, plan, and just go be messy. Just be messy and just get after it and start throwing together. All you need is basically a microphone and a camera. And all I use is my phone right now. I want to get a nice camera, but it's like, there's other stuff you want to get. It's like, you can't just get it all at once. You know, you just got to like little by little, at whatever your budget calls for. But really, all you need is a camera and a microphone. That's all you need. That's all you need. And just as you go, start accumulating that stuff, getting that stuff, and start applying it to whatever your content you're creating. I always start touching my face. And I got to point out my touching my face. Otherwise, you're just like, what the heck? What the frick's wrong with this guy? What is wrong with this guy? Seriously. You just got to suck your way to success, man. And I don't know if I will get success, but maybe I can show you what not to do, baby. Show you what not to do, you know? So you learn, like, this is the guy what not to do. So I'll go to this channel. I'll call this the not to do channel. The not to do. All right. So we are having technical difficulties, and my video is not, it's not putting out what I want. It's not putting out what I want to throw down. All right. So I wanted to actually show you my screen and everything I'm going through. But another thing about me is a lot, as you can see, a lot of these things, I cannot go live. I wanted to actually show this video, and maybe I'll do that in another, maybe this can be a two-parter or three-parter. You can make, in your videos, you can make them however many parts you want to, you can, you know, they can be a continuation. They can be on a playlist and just, you know, loop-de-loop and all that stuff. But I wanted to actually throw my screen on there, show the different editing stuff that I do, and maybe I'll do that on another thing. I probably just need to get that going. Really, honestly, I do not have the best internet. I do not have the best internet, and basically for multiple systems to run at once, it does not jive. It does not go well. That is another thing I want to accumulate. I want to get Starlink. I want to get Starlink because I am out in the boonies, and I want to get Starlink so that I can actually have fast internet. I definitely need that, and that would be a big help. That's because ultimately I want to just start doing live stuff. But if you saw me doing live stuff, it would be it would look like that, but in real time. That was actually kind of in real time, and that was kind of, you know, kind of weird, you know, but whatever. I will do weird stuff on here. I don't care, you know. I'll just throw out the names of the stuff that I use right now, and maybe later on I can actually show you my screen, because when I tried to pull it up a second ago, it's just like, it's not working. I have too many things pulled up, and it just, my bandwidth cannot handle it. It cannot handle it. It just says, nope, I ain't going to do it. My bandwidth needs to grow up. It does. All right. So a lot of this stuff, I've wanted to just throw a lot of stuff at you. And like I said, if you want to, as much as possible, not just beat around the bush, because you got to do so much more editing at the end, you know, and it can take so much more time, especially if you want to just pump a video out and get it out there, you know. I'm wanting to get reps and doing this and just putting it out there. I'm going to talk to you about the stuff that I'm using, but maybe in a later video, I'll actually go into detail and show you how I actually do it. With editing, you can actually snip it up and put it together in a consumable fashion, you know, that somebody actually wants to maybe, you know, receive. In podcasting, it is different. You know, ultimately, I want to be where I am just like, it's nonstop live. And I want to get cameras out the wazoo, man. I want to get cameras everywhere so you see every angle. I don't know if you want to see every angle, but I want you to see every angle. I don't care. I want you to see every angle. And then I want everything just going. And then I want to eventually, I'm doing it myself right now. I am a one-man shop. You know, one man show, and I'm doing everything, but eventually I will have a team. I will have a team doing stuff with me, you know, and we'll just be killing it together. And there'll be people that actually are good at that. Something I have learned is why am I having to do all this stuff? Why am I having to try to like edit and like learn all these softwares? If you don't actually do it yourself, if you don't learn how to do it, you won't be able to have any comparison for when other people are doing it for you. And you won't even know what's happening behind the scenes. So you actually got to get in there and learn it so that you from the ground level know what's going on and know if they're doing a good job. You know, it takes time. And I'd rather have my energy focused on other stuff that I want to be doing, you know, but I do need to learn it, and you do need to learn it. So I will actually show you the whole editing process sometime of what goes on with that. Start messy and just improve each time. If you've watched, and that's another thing, getting into this, I've just watched so many videos about people that are doing this and creating content, and there's so many videos about it. But I just thought about Mr. Beast. If you've watched Mr. Beast, I'm sure people have seen Mr. Beast. About everybody knows who he is. But like, he is like the number one YouTuber on the planet. Him talking about, do not worry about how many views you're getting. Do not worry about likes. Do not worry about subscribers. Don't even worry about that. Those are important and everything, but they do not, but ultimately they don't matter. What matters is every video you make, make it better the next time. Do something, make it improve the next time. you know? And I'm kind of in this where I am on YouTube trying to create content, but I'm also wanting to just basically do a podcast and just talk about topics and all that kind of stuff. And it does, everything doesn't have to be perfect, but every video, try to use some type of enhancement in your video that you are making it each video one step better than the next. And why I say suck your way to success, it's because, and you'll hear this, all the famous YouTubers out there, and I'm pretty much throwing Mr. Beast and all his buddies and all that kind of stuff, but they'll say, your first 100 videos are going to suck, you know? And my first 100, I am not at 100 yet, but, and I'm going to look back when I'm at, you know, 200 or 300 and man be like, wow, that sucked. But you got to start somewhere and you just got to do it. You just got to do it and make each video better than the next. That's all you can do. Make each video better than the next. So if you want to start a podcast or be a content creator, you got to start messy and you got to be patient. You got to think things out, but you don't want to overthink. You just got to just go and let the cards fall the way they may. I just wanted to give you a quick glimpse of what's happening. All right. And I hope you have a wonderful day and I'll see you in the next video.